He's been called a war hero and is Australia's most decorated soldier, a man who says he devoted his life to serving the nation with courage and honour. But Ben Robert Smith told his defamation trial in Sydney today that he's also the victim of a spiteful campaign from men he fought alongside in Afghanistan. He testified they're determined to white ant him and bring him down. PM's Nick Grimm has been watching the proceedings. Nick, what's Ben Robert Smith had to say about a number of the allegations that have been levelled against him?
Yes, Sam, he's been taking us through a series of the allegations, in particular those that he murdered or took part in the murder of unarmed Taliban fighters after they'd been captured by Australian forces. He's suing over allegations published in the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Canberra Times that he was involved in a total of six unlawful killings when he served in Afghanistan. Now, his barrister, Bruce McClintock, they took him through the series of specific instances where it's alleged he broke the ADF's rules of engagement and the Geneva Conventions on the treatment of prisoners. He was asked how it made him feel to have claims like that made about him, to which he responded, "I think it's terrible. Every time I read that, I can't believe it. It's a bloody nightmare, to be frank. I think, how am I in this position?" Then asked if he'd ever killed an unarmed prisoner, he said that he had not, nor had he ever told another soldier to do such a thing. "None of it adds up, none of it makes sense," he told the court.
What's the court been told in terms of these quite harrowing details, I understand, of the fighting in Afghanistan?
Yeah, we've been hearing some quite graphic descriptions of close combat. One occasion that left Ben Robert Smith covered in the blood of an insurgent he'd shot in the head at close range, for example. But perhaps the most difficult episode for Ben Robert Smith to recount has been the bloody events of the Battle of Tizak, which the court was told took place exactly 11 years ago today. The former soldier became emotional again today as he returned to his account about that attack on a Taliban stronghold, telling how he discovered one of the insurgents he killed that day looked no more than 15 years old. Asked how that made him feel, he told the court, "I struggle." It was the battle for which Ben Robert Smith was recognised with the Victoria Cross, of course, but he agreed with his lawyer's assertion that the medal had become a heavy cross to bear. "Absolutely," he said. "It put a target on my back," he told the court. "For all the good it has brought me, it has also brought me misfortune and pain."
Did he go into any more detail about what he actually meant by that?
Yeah, he told the court that the VC had triggered a dramatic change in several of the men that he fought alongside. "As soon as you become a tall poppy," he said, "that gives people the opportunity to belittle you and undermine you out of pure spite." The war veteran went on to detail how his relationships with several of his fellow troops deteriorated sharply. On one occasion, he admits punching one in the face over a friendly fire incident, though he denies he ever bullied his fellow soldiers. "I was there to do a job. I wasn't there to make friends," he said. Now, Sam, yesterday, counsel acting for the media company Nine Entertainment, which is defending the defamation case, told the court that he intends to call 21 current and former members of the ADF who'll give evidence in support of their case. And Barrister Nicholas Owens says it's inherently implausible that soldiers who fought alongside Ben Robert Smith would implicate themselves in serious crimes simply because they were jealous of his Victoria Cross. Ben Robert Smith is yet to conclude, Sam. He'll return to the witness box next week.
Nick Grimm reporting there.